שם בבוסי ואילו המשפטים אשר תוסים לפניהם. So the first mitzvah is Eved Ivri. Ki sikna Eved Ivri. So if you would ask me, you have a parsha that has to do with Mishpatim, all the laws. So I would probably start with Geneva, Gzela, Eved Ivri. That's the first, right? Like, why is that? That's the Shem Yishmul's kasha. Why is that the first mitzvah that is mentioned about somebody stealing and he becomes an Eved Ivri and when he has to go out? You know, like, that doesn't seem to be like the everyday life. You know, and then it's interesting, the pasuk says in Yisro on page 6, V'shavta u'esa on b'chol eis. Right? Shavta is mishpatim. So you have the mention of mishpatim in Yisro, V'shavta u'esa on b'chol eis. Then you have the whole parshas Yisro of Matan Torah. And then Mishpatim afterwards. So basically, it's Mishpatim, the Torah, and Mishpatim. So the Torah is sandwiched between Mishpatim before and Mishpatim afterwards. Who points this out? Medrash Rabbah, page 8. Davar Acher, Ve'ele HaMishpatim, Maksiv L'malam and Aparshim, V'shavtu Asa'on B'chol Eis, V'omer Kan Ve'ele HaMishpatim, Vadibros be'emtza, and the dibros are be'emtza. Mashal lematrona shahaisa malachas. So the mashal is to a, he says at the bottom here, aishus malachim, a woman who's married to a king or something like that, a very chashuv woman. She's walking, hazayin mikan vazayin mikan v'hi be'emtza. So you have the guard carrying his ammunition on the right, the guard carrying the ammunition on the left, and she's in the middle. Kacha Torah, dina milfanel, v'dina macharel, v'hi be'emtza. So what does that mean? I mean, Torah's dina also. So what's this sandwich? So it's v'shavtu asam b'chol eis. In Parshas Yisro, it says of Shavtu Asa'am. Then you have Matan Torah, and then you have Ve'ilu Mishpatim. So the Medrash says you have Mishpatim, Torah, and Mishpatim. Dina Milfaneh, V'dina Me'achareh, V'hi Be'emtza. So what does this show us? What's the point? So if you take a look at the Shem Yishmuel on page 15, he says like this: Ve'ela mishpatim maksiv l'mala min aparsha v'shavtu asa'om b'chaleis v'omer kan ve'ela mishpatim v'adibrus b'emtza. Okay, v'nira, next paragraph, l'farsh. Hine the medrash says v'boker nitna Torah. Uva'erev nitnu mishpatim. Right, that's the medrash we skipped here on page 10. Ve'yi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yos ha'boker. B'boker nitnu Torah uva'erev mishpatim. So what does that mean? The Torah is given in the daytime, but mishpatim are at night. What's the significance? Ilahavin zeh naktim divrei Rashi. Atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ha'boker. Magid shem by Makas Bechoris, it says you're not allowed to leave the house. Right? That's why can't you, the night of Makas Bechoris, you're not allowed to leave the house. Why? Because even though Hashem is saying only the Bechori Mitzrayim are going to be, but since the Mashkis, this power of Mashkis is put into motion, he's not Mavdil. So you got to protect yourself. You got to stay home. So So the question is, v'kosha, Ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo hayah makeh. But what do you mean, a mashke? So this is an old kasha. It says, aniva lo malach, right? So what's going on? So he says like this. So he quotes a Zohar, and he says, just to summarize the Zohar, he says here on the third line, on fourth line, on the left side, Murmi said, the kol kochas hachitzonim lasas ra hasashol elam shlita ela balayla. He says, all these metaphysical kochas that could do bad to people is only sholet at night. That's when night is the zman of din. Night is the zman of din. Kemuver lehendi b'sefer shari or shakulam achizosim sitra the smaller. But once morning comes, that's the bechin of chesed, that's the bechin of Avraham Avinu, and all the kochos tuma go away. So he says, Fizem v'tzraim shayso al shlitas dinim kedoshim dinim namachusa v'sari nami kochos haro malochei mashkes av shoshama yekadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo hamake yikom mokom sora dinim namachusa kadisha nitzvach v'zeh shlita gam lamalochei mashkes v'zeh lomen rashi duadim chol ayla sh'az man shlitas dinim kadisha. So at night is the time of the dinim. Why? So he explains, next paragraph. This near the Hazra Dvar, he called Mahus Hasitra Akra, he'd be past Hatsimsum Vahester. Because night is a time of Hester. Things are hidden. So then, when there's Hester, then these evil kochos could be shoylit. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the Bechin of Hester that night. So then things. Even though, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could control anything at any time he wants. But Lamaisa, the Hanhoga of the world, is that at night is the Zman of Hester, and therefore Kochos Tuma could be Mispashek, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of like Ki'ilu, you know, obviously, Ki'ilu Masalik himself in that period of the day. And that's why Bizman Mincha is also Shas Din. But it's not going to be mispashit because it's still daylight. But mincha is also zman din, because whenever things are getting darker, that's the zman din. But when it's mamish night, then the kochas atumah could mamish be mispashit. That's why he says here, Shlomer, Shalazer Ramzu Chazal, Bizman. Kriyeshma Misha Yakir Ben Tchelis Lekarti Hayin Dukol Hafochim Tzorich Lios Bemutza. In other words, that's why we have a middle zone, a Ben Hashmasha zone. It's not fully day, it's not fully night, because we're going through this middle time of transition between the Shas HaRachamim and the Shas HaDin. Oh, so he says like this. So on page 16, on the left side of the top. V'zei yesh lita tam shemaskil tadabe b'inyan ever ivri. He says, why in the world we're starting the Pashas Mishpatim with ever ivri? He says, shudover bilti shchiach. It's a bilti shchiach. Mi yodeh im haya klal b'metzis. He says, maybe it's like Ben Sor Morech. That, you know, how often did it really happen? You know, and this is the first Bokhar Atzmo. L'chora, hayatzarach litein din kedim l'dinim hashchichim. Right? In other words, the dinim hashchichim should come first. Ach lanal yesh lomen sheze inyan his pashtus kocho v'shibudo shel ish al zuloso. So he says a beautiful word. He says, you know what Eved Ivri teaches us? A very important lesson. It's the concept of one person domineering over another person. Right? Because you're selling yourself to somebody. So you're his bailiff. you own him to a certain degree. Right? There are a lot of different halachas. But you're meshabed over somebody else. So therefore, the Torah has to teach you guidelines. What's called too much? In other words, you're allowed to buy an eved. He owes money, he has to mend money, so you can own him. But you have to know, it has to come with guidelines. It has to come with guidelines. And that's why there's an amount of years he can do it. There's halachas of how you're supposed to treat him. Guidelines. So Mamela, so Mamela, basically, what Mishpatim does is takes things and makes sure they don't go to extremes. Whereas, because Eved Ivri is teaching us this yisod, that okay, you could own somebody and you could domineer over him, but it always has to be with a derech shvil hazav. It can't be extremes. Extremes are never good. So he says, so Mishpatim, and especially Eved Ivri, teaches us this notion. So he says, and that's part of the Mishnah, on page 17 at the bottom. Fiza yesh lefarsh divrei ha-medrash, rather. Shatora dinim milfaneh v'din lachareha, dinei ha-torah nikreis toras chesed. Tal osik b'torah yisur medelim. So the Torah is a toras chesed. But sometimes, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that you have Malachi Chavala at night that cause people to mevalvel people. In other words, a person is doing good, he's learning Torah, but then he could go to extremes. He could think, oh, he can be such a balgaiva. He could, acting in an extreme way that could cause... So Mishpatim is the sandwich. Mishpatim lafanel lacharel takes things and says it has to be in moderation. Of course, you have to learn a lot, and of course you have to, but then if it's going to bring to Gaiva, and it's going to bring to his Pyrus, it's no good. So Mishpatim says, and that's why Mishpatim is Balayla. Why does the Medrash say Mishpatim is Balayla? Because Balayla is the time where all these Kochas HaTumah could be mispashed. So we have to what? We have to temper it. So it shouldn't go out of whack. And that's the Yisod. That Mishpatim, the Torah needs chesed and it's good, but then there could be kochos that cause bilbulim in the person, and over extremities. So Mishpatim is tempering all extremities. That's why it's Balayla, where the Kochos HaTuma are mispashet. But we need to limit it. It can't go forever. He says, but that's why, he ends here on page 18 at the bottom. The halakha is, we don't ain't done in b'Shabbos, dinei mominus. Because we need din. If b'Shabbos v'laf haki kol din m'sar b'minei. He said, Mishpat, what does Mishpat do? It makes things shvil hazav. It takes things. On Shabbos, there's no Mishpat. You know why there's no Mishpat on Shabbos? Because there's no Kochos HaTumah on Shabbos. Right, those that I don't daven the Sfar, I don't say Kegavna. But Kegavna speaks about what? All the koichos, when Shabbos comes, all the evil spirits are thwarted away. So then I don't need Mishpat, because the point of Mishpat is to take bad koichos that could be mevalbel you and put them in check, not to go out of the way. But on Shabbos, all the kochas tuma and mispashit, so you don't need the mishpatim to keep everything in check. But that's a very important yisod in the Torah, that a person, you know, has to be, you know, a person who's using every second wisely, etc. But sometimes people go over the limit, and then they go over the limit, they crash, you know, and then they give up everything. You know, that's a big yisod in Avodas Hashem. If you go over the limit, when you crash, it's not good. So you need mishpatim. The Torah has to have mishpatim lefanah, mishpatim lacharev, which mishpatim gives it an equilibrium. It gives it a balance. And that's why mishpatim dafka balayla were given, because balayla is the time that the kochuch hachitzodim are mispashet. But it has to, okay, it's mishpashe, but if it's mishpat too much, it can cause problems. So, mishpatim lefaneh, mishpatim shaftu as on b'chol eis, that's in Yisro, then the aseres hadibros, and then eilim mishpatim, so mishpatim lefaneh, mishpatim lacharev, the Chazal say, and the Torah is be'emtza. And the Shabbos is a day where anyway, is a day that the kochos hatuma are not shoylit. Oh, one last point. In the Sefer Biyos HaBoker, Rav Shol Brach, I told you, Rav Shol Brach wrote a Sefer on the Yontif of Shavuos. So what does he do? He goes to every Parsha and he ties it into Matan Torah and Limud HaTorah. So it's a Sefer I look, it's always on my table. I look through it the whole year, not only at Shavuos. So he says a board here. He quotes that same Medrash, page 19. Eilu Mishpatim, Maksim Vamala, Shaftu Asom Choleis, Eilu Mishpatim, Dibrus Vemso. So he says, what's the Pshat? So he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. Mishpate Hashem Emes Tzadu Yachadav. So what does it mean? Mishpate Hashem Emes, Mishpate Hashem Tzadu Yachadav. You see, every country, every state has their laws, right? And then, but if you look, the laws could change. You know, like the laws in a certain locale 100 years ago could be different than it is now, because the times change. Right? If Haya Echad Rotzel Ladun Hayom Al Pi Chukim She'osu Lufnei Mea Shadim, Yeluschok be'enei kol. It would be a joke. The laws that we have in the state laws today are not the same state laws that maybe existed 100 years ago or 100 years in the future. Why? Because any law that's made from by Moser Vadom, because the legalities are made by people. So people are finite. People just are limited. So they make what's shayach what in their time. But the Torah is different. But the Torah is different. The Torah Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sadu Yachtov means the Torah was given thousands of years ago, and the laws are still applicable today, because the laws of the Torah were given by the Ribbono Shel Olam, who understands the Kol Yachol, who understands whatever was in the past, whatever is in the present, whatever will be in the future, and sof kol hadoros. So those laws don't get outdated. And that's, he says, so if a person wants to say the Torah, Kasher Shalom, doesn't have authenticity, so mishpatim lefaneh, mishpatim lachareh, the mishpatim are the edus, that the Torah is emes ladori doros, Because the fact that they have mishpatim, and mishpatim are ben adam l'chaveru dika things, and in the regular laws of the world, things change based on society and based on different things. They're always passing new laws and this. But our laws are the same. The same laws of Chosh and Mishpat, the same laws of the Chumash. So that's the same. There's another pshat, besides the Shem Yishmuel pshat. The Shem Yishmuel says, the Mishpatim keep everything Mishvil Hazav. He's saying, the Mishpatim will give Eidus to the integrity of the Torah. That the Torah is emes, because it's by the Ribbono Shalom. Haraya, the same mishpatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 1,000 years ago is still shaykh today. Because only somebody who's superhuman could have written those laws. Only somebody who's superhuman. Only the Ribbono Shalom. Because any laws that are state laws of things like that, Pasuk Adam, that wouldn't be. So the protection of the Torah is mishpatim lefaneh, mishpatim lacharah. That shows the integrity and the fact that the Torah is kayim l'netzach netzachim. So that is the idea that the Torah is sandwiched between the word v'shaftu asa'om b'chol eis in Parshas Yisro, ve'ela mishpatim, and the Torah be'emtza, to show the idea that a person can't go to extremes, and mishpatim keeps us checked in the middle, and to show the integrity of the Torah, that the Torah was given by the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's superhuman, who could understand and give a set of laws that will be just as relevant to the day that he gave them as it is thousands and thousands of years later. And that's the Yisod, Eile Mishpatim Asher Tisim Ufneim, Kiyum Mishpatim Limun HaBtorah L'man Hachzakas HaOlam, should always be relevant. And Bez Hashem, it should be a very important idea of our Buddha in the Torah and our own Hanhaga, that we should be very serious about our learning. But everything has to be, if you go too much, too quick, too soon, then Chas V'Shalom, it could crash Chas V'Shalom. And that's it's not good. Everything, Bez Hashem, will be a future packet on that as well. But that's the Yisud, V'Eila Mishpatu Asher Tosim Ufneim, V'Shaftu Asam V'Kuleis. That's the two pieces of bread sandwiching in the Torah in the middle. Bez Hashem, it should only bring a wholesomeness in our lives of the Kiyam HaTorah V'Amitzvah.